Was good. We back in this thing, man. It's episode 10. We have finally hit double digits of the Can I Buy With Y'all podcast. We feeling good. It's your boy Kaz. I'm here with some beautiful people tonight. Introduce yourself one time.
You already know my name is Chris. My IG is at Mathis023.
Oh, he remembered it. Yes, sir.
Yes, I did. Yes, sir.
And we got a special guest today. Introduce yourself.
My name is Dom. Instagram name is _dom.xo.
Okay.
Everyone calls me Dom, but my full name is Dominique.
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 That's what that sound like. You in trouble? Like they, like Dominique, come here.
Yes. Like when everyone says my full name.
Well, welcome to the Can I Buy With Y'all podcast. All right, Dom.
Yes.
I don't know if you've seen the show or not, but the way this goes, we start this off with a shot of clock.
No.
Yeah, yes. Yes.
We did like 3 shots prior to even starting.
They don't need
That's
to know
crazy.
About that.
Oh, okay.
They don't need to know about that. All right, so we got I hope I say this right. The Espolón. I said that right?
Espolón.
Espolón.
I've never seen that in my life.
I
thought we were
about Spanish.
That bottle.
All right, but you know, I got to give a quick facts real quick. Okay, before we take the shot of clock, so I'll make it quick today. The Espolón brand is a tribute to Mexican culture. It was first founded in 1998, and their skull design is a representation of the Mexican belief that with all death comes a celebration of renewed life. Hey, shot of clock real quick one time on the Can I Buy With Y'all podcast. Let's get it real quick. Salud, beautiful people. Mm. Ooh. Oh shit. Yeah. I pressed the wrong button.
I will be gone by the time I get to honey.
Not muy bien.
Chris, why are you every time we do this, you go out afterwards. You
don't take a day off. Fat burger.
You don't take a day off, do you?
That's all I want right now.
I was gonna say something on the video that was very explicit.
Say what you gotta say. This is an explicit show, so
absolutely
say what you gotta say.
Absolutely not, because my mother watches this.
Because I know once we get like 40 minutes in, you start talking bullshit.
Maybe at the 40 minute mark, I might say something. I'm gonna just say something doesn't sleep at all. That's all I'm gonna say.
Oh, you?
Wow.
Something
I
else not.
Got it.
She like should have got it. Go ahead. So let's.
I'm trying to give you the benefit of the doubt right now.
I have what's that called when you can't sleep at night?
Insomnia.
I can't sleep at night, so like my days just run, you know.
Bro, you just be making excuses for everything.
I have insomnia.
We're 10 episodes in and you still making excuses.
I have insomnia.
But I actually have it. You know?
Hey, actually, Chris.
Oh, wait, go ahead. Explain that.
My fault, go ahead.
You take what?
Melatonin.
What does that do?
It's just a sleeping aid. It induces your sleep, you know, it enhances your sleepiness, I guess.
You take
because
it every
night?
Because
we produce melatonin on our own, but like if you have a situation or like
you're helps you sleep a little bit better, relax
anxiety,
a little bit.
Anxiety, whatever, you know.
This is educating us, so go ahead.
Melatonin is definitely a good thing. Also, CBD is really good at relaxing and relaxing your mind and helping you to sleep. And also just like calm music.
Okay.
I love listening to like calming music on Spotify.
I like that too.
Two questions. Why do you struggle to sleep at night?
Ooh.
Yep.
It's pretty personal though.
Go ahead.
It's just due to a lot of, you know, different things. I know I started struggling sleeping when I was like 15, 16, and then it just never ended from there. But I always was a night owl.
You are up. I feel like you're always up at like 3 o'clock.
Yeah, and then not every night. Like, I've always been an owl. Like, I do tend to work, like, do my studies in the night. Because, like, for some reason, my brain is just awake, and I'm good at, like, really getting shit done in the night. But sometimes I just want to wake up in the morning because I like the morning as well. So So I was
twice she cursed. That's more than us. Go ahead, continue.
I'm done.
Yeah, she at the beginning she was like, I don't want to curse.
I don't want to curse. I'm not gonna curse out of here.
I'm not trying to say anything crazy. That's what I really meant.
Like, I'm trying to better myself.
I mean, I'm not gonna lie. Okay, every time we do this, I'm always like, it's all improvised. So I'm like, all right, I'm gonna control myself. I'm not gonna say nothing crazy. And then I never know what's gonna come out my mouth. We just start talking, and then I'm like, oh shit. I should.
Yeah, it happens.
That.
It really does.
This is going to be recorded.
You gotta really practice and work on it, especially me. Like, I curse a lot.
Trust me too.
So your mind just be racing.
I don't even realize I curse.
It like late at night.
A little bit. Like anxiety, a little bit. Sometimes you just think about everything and anything.
That's me. I'd be
you
thinking.
You just can't go to bed.
I'd be thinking a lot.
Yes, like just thinking, and then you just cannot sleep. So, you know, melatonin really just does it for me. 30 minutes, I'm out.
30 minutes?
It takes about 30 minutes, yeah, to, like, get into your system, yeah.
Okay.
It's like a 5-milligram drug. You get it from Walmart anywhere. You know, nothing crazy.
Oh, we're doing drugs.
And the CBD put you to sleep?
CBD did not put me to sleep. I tried a CBD gummy, but it was a low dose. You could get them higher doses. And all it did was calm my nerves. Like, I felt very, like, I felt very calm and, like, at peace in a way after taking a little gummy.
People say that's like a Tylenol on steroids.
I guess. It's very minute. Like, it's not anything, like, crazy. You okay. know, it's super, super minute.
I'll be honest, personally. I actually suffer from an anxiety disorder, and I take CBD to keep me relaxed.
Me too. But I don't take CBD, I take melatonin. But usually you do it all the time. It's, like, during the day. Like a random attack or something.
Yeah, it's just random. So yeah, I just take it there.
And calm yourself a little bit?
Yeah.
Okay.
CBD, I feel like CBD just came out of nowhere. Was
it did.
It's just like, for real. Not, it's like every plaza now is like a CBD store.
A year ago, I had no idea what the hell CBD was.
For real.
I'll be honest,
I thought it was like THC.
Yeah, exactly.
I didn't know what it was.
Like, I had friends who smoke marijuana, weed, whatever. And they're like, get CBD.
Stabilized
marijuana.
What the fuck is CBD?
Go ahead. You're already ahead of us.
You're free.
She cursed more than us.
But if anyone does struggle with that CBD, I would definitely recommend it. Melatonin is a good thing too. People like to say, oh my God, it's a sleeping pill. You can get addicted. You really can't get addicted, especially when it's a, such a low dosage. You're totally fine. Like, you're not going to end up like Michael Jackson. R.I.P. But no, like, something that's such a small dosage is not gonna do anything crazy.
Oh my God.
Not to be insensitive.
Oh,
I'm just saying, you know, he died from sleeping.
R.I.P.
I wanna talk about the girl that came up to y'all. Can I vibe with y'all? For me, like, I don't go up to dudes because I literally just can't.
I don't think any girl does.
Why not?
But I feel like guys always say girls need to shoot their shot. Yes. 95% of the time, you're probably going to, it's probably going to, you know, work out.
Yes.
But I don't know. It's just like, what the fuck do you say? Like, I can shoot my shot when I'm drunk.
When I have
shots in me, three shots.
You say your part, I'll say mine. Go ahead.
But like, how would you like a girl to shoot?
I'm gonna put on some game for all the ladies out there.
Mm.
Mm. 9 times out of 10,
mm-hmm.
you could come up to a guy and say anything.
I like to shoot.
Anything. He will, like, unless he is just really not feeling you, 9 times out of 10, he's like, damn. Just the fact that you walked up to him, he's already like, I'm in there. She feeling me.
I'm in there.
But like, for us, it's more of a numbers game. Honestly, fellas, let us know in the comments if this is true or not. It's hard for us out here.
It's hard for us too. What the fuck
I think
about?
It's hard for us.
Just as
it's
hard
for us.
Females, okay? It's Chris, hard to feel? Even like a good guy that comes up to you or someone who's just trying to, you know, do other things because of your physical appearance. It is just as hard, okay? And then especially sometimes a guy comes up and he's dry as hell. Like, what's up, little mama? All right,
you can't have
all that.
You can't.
What's up, little mama?
Chris,
like, that's so
there.
Corny. Chris is quiet.
Because you just talk and I'm going to say the complete opposite.
Chris, no, because you say some bullshit. Don't say no bullshit, Chris.
How do you shoot your shot, Chris?
Don't say no bullshit, Chris.
Because you said a girl can say anything. I literally had a girl, I'll never forget this, this was 2 years ago. A girl literally shot her shot at me at the library, the FAU library, and was like,
here for that.
Oh my God. I couldn't stop staring at you. Like, I couldn't even pay attention and concentrate to my work that I had to come say something to you. And it just sounded like bullshit to me.
You didn't like that?
Wait, hold on.
You didn't like that?
Was she ugly?
You just ruined that whole girl's confidence.
No, she kept staring at me too because I was doing my work and she kept distracting me, kept looking at me. And I'm like,
was she cute?
She was, but her pickup line was like, I didn't like it.
Was she fine? Like, was she like, damn, that girl is fine as hell?
Look, come on. You could. Because
it's different. If she was fine, if she was, to your opinion, you would have been like, okay, like, you would have been like flattered.
I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't dealt with enough women to like, just the way you look good doesn't cover enough. Because I didn't dealt with girls that look good and had shady ass personalities.
Yeah, that's the worst.
And it's like, just that pickup line just means you're trash. And I'm like, she looked good. And I'm like, you gotta go somewhere. Him and his brother Eli give me crap and say, oh, you're light skinned. No,
you are light skinned.
You're
light skinned too.
I'm brown skinned.
That was a trash pickup line that you gave me, and I don't care for it. That was trash. Get away from me. I don't care that you look good.
I'll admit. Girls, I feel like girls are not as good with the pickup line.
No, they're not. They're trying.
Because my pickup lines are so explicit, I can't even say it on here.
My
pickup lines are just like straight to the point. And they're just not even a fucking pickup line, so that's why I can't shoot my shot.
Let me reiterate what I said.
Mine is not 9 out of 10 like what he said. I'm going to be honest with you. I was
throwing numbers out there. Like, you can't say anything, but for me, it's just like, I mean, physical appearance definitely helps, but yeah, just the fact that the girl came up to me, I know it's a lot harder.
You give her points for that because that's
I know it's a lot harder for most girls to come up to me.
Because this is not the typical thing,
you just got it like that.
That's just how our society.
We literally go out and dance and girls come up to us.
Like, I'm talking about in a library. It's very rare that I'm in the library.
Let's say the gym, for instance. Or, which is a lot harder than the gym.
Yeah, and the club, different. Everybody's talking to each other.
At school, it's different. We're all sober. Like, it's a different environment. The club is just easier. You're already intoxicated. Your girls who are hyping you up. You look good as shit. You look good. It's like, it's just a better, it's easier to go hit on a man than versus at school.
Like, how many times have you been talked to in the library? A girl just approaches you out of the blue. That's very rare.
I probably had about 7 to 10.
I knew you were
what library are you going to?
At FAU. Because, look, the way the library is set up,
I knew
he was
going
to say that.
Real shit. The way FAU's library is set up, like, if I'm facing the computer, there's literally someone across.
Yeah.
And the girl's sitting there and she's trying to, like, do her work. But, like, you can literally make eye contact with her right
above. And she's just looking at you.
And she's just, like, looking at you.
That's typing. Weird. And that's some weird shit.
You're not even typing, girl. You're looking at me. You don't even see the screen.
I hate when guys do that. Like, don't just stare.
It's not middle school where you type in 150 words for, like, minutes. And not looking at the screen. Like, no, you're looking dead at me, girl. I can see you looking at me.
I'm really sorry to do this to you.
Maybe that's a light skin thing.
Listen. I'm really sorry to do this to you.
I'm just like looking at. I'm like, you're not even looking at the screen, sweetheart. You're looking at me, and I'm over here trying to do my work and trying to focus, but you looking at me. That's distracting me.
Listen. What? I'm sorry to do this to him, but you have a staring problem. So it's hard for me to believe you because you be staring at that
point.
He's a starer and a pointer.
I can so see that.
I want that girl right there.
Wait. But if they stare at me, that's when I stare back.
No, sometimes we'll be out and you'll be like, I want that girl
right there. Points?
And then you're like, oh, that girl looks
good. Chris, he points.
He points.
What do I do?
Oh, you're reaching.
He points. Lucas knows.
Wait, I point when she's looking at me, and then they'll be like, yo, she just saw that. And I'm like, yeah, because she was already looking at me.
I mean, to be honest,
I want her.
Let me say this. I actually kind of fuck with that because already looking at him, she's already interested.
Exactly. You know I'm not lying.
So if a guy is pointing at me, I'm like, okay, he wants me. Like, that kind of gives me more confidence to go to him or go up to him a little bit.
Y'all can even check Twitter. Eli even added me on that. Every time I'm out and a girl's looking at me, I point at her and be like, yo, I want that.
But make sure you can tell if she's into you, not just because she glanced at you. Not because she didn't do a little glance, you know what I mean? Like, make sure she's into you, because if you're going to point at a girl...
I mean, you do it to a lot. You point at a lot of girls.
I'm just saying, you know.
Seven to ten girls in the library.
Okay, so she's looking you up and down. She's sizing.
Yes, she's sizing. Because usually we're out, we're dancing, and she's like, damn, he got moves. Like, ooh. Like,
I've never even seen y'all dance. Y'all can actually dance?
They're dead ass pointing at their friends.
Talking about wine?
What are you talking about?
What are you? What's your nationality?
Can you crack wine, Chris?
I'm going to be honest. Both my parents are adopted. My dad's black and my mom's white. That's all I know.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, that's all I know.
Okay.
That's where you get the
light. I thought you were Caribbean.
So what?
That's where you get the light.
A lot of people think I'm Dominican, but
who does?
Most Spanish girls think that's cap.
Before you start talking.
Most Spanish girls think I'm Dominican when they look, they're like, you look Dominican.
Until you open your mouth.
Muy bien. Yeah, I sound like a nigga. That's what I sound
Caucasian.
Like.
It's okay.
I'm on your ass now. I mean, I did the same thing,
and I'm Jamaican and Trinidadian, but really?
You sound like you're a Caucasian.
I do speak Pato when I'm home. Like,
I did not know
that. Every so often, nothing crazy, but like I understand it completely because like
I should play some Jamaican music.
She talks so proper,
and I'm Trini. I do speak proper.
Okay,
and there's nothing wrong with it.
Why she poke her lips out like that?
Because I hate being like, oh my god, you speak so white. What? How can you speak a color? Explain that shit.
What do you mean? How many times have we talked about this?
Dumb ass people. What?
Because we both get all the time.
You speak white. You
talk so
white.
That's
some dumb shit. What do you call that?
What you talk
sorry,
like?
I shouldn't even curse.
White people do not talk like this. I've never met a white girl that talks like this. Okay.
Just because I did that doesn't mean I'm doing that all the time. Because let me tell you something. Oh, what is the microaggressions. That's what it's called. It's a microaggression when you say, oh, she speaks white. You don't speak like how you look. How racist is that?
Yo, I get that shit all the time.
I'm sure you do. You get that because you speak proper
as well. I don't have no hood.
He does. Kaz does carry himself pretty well. And like, you know, he does speak well.
Oh, shout out Lucas real quick.
Go ahead.
Shout out Lucas.
Thank you because it kept moving.
Yeah,
what a guy.
You know she's talking proper and shit. We gotta make sure we get her right,
bro. I gotta get mine too. Let me fix my shit too.
That was lame.
Hey, for real, Tom, we talked about this years ago. I get this shit all the time.
Yeah, when I first met you, I was like, aw.
He's a white boy.
Yeah.
No, I'm not a white boy. Like, I didn't categorize you.
But a lot of people
When I first met you, I asked you what you were, and you said you were
Puerto Rican and black.
Puerto Rican and black.
Yes. I always ask people what they are first.
When I met you, I thought...
Dom, I don't even know where I met you.
We met at the gym.
See that?
That's crazy.
Puerto Rican.
He doesn't even remember. Did we not meet at the gym? We finally talked to each other. I have a great memory. We finally talked to each other at the gym freshman year, but we saw each other.
Your freshman year.
My freshman year, yes. A few times, maybe at a tilt or something, maybe a party, but we officially said hi to each other at the gym.
Who approached who?
He definitely
approached me.
Yeah.
Clearly, this is like the second episode of him approaching another girl.
And I commend you for it. Man, there's some men who will literally just stare you down and not say a damn thing.
Y'all want to be a weirdo about it?
I'm not number one. That's all I'm going to say.
I can't approach a girl.
No, you can. You absolutely can. You can do whatever the hell you want.
Hey, Mira, Chris, listen to me. So girls are in your DMs, correct?
She said Mira.
If girls are in your DMs, all of a sudden you're entertaining 50, 60 girls because they're in your DMs? No, I'm not entertaining 80, 90, 100 dudes. 50, they can be 60. In my DMs. That's totally fine. 50, who 60. I think actually draws my attention is someone who's different, someone who's actually intelligent, like has... It looks like they have something going for themselves. You know what I mean? And usually we have the same type of similarities. Like we have things in common. That's usually who attracts my eye. And like, and if I'm replying to you and like getting to know you, and I'm nice to everyone, like I'm not gonna just like, unless if I don't see the message, but I'm not gonna read it and leave it on read or whatever. I'll say thank you. I'll say whatever.
So can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
You said has something going for themselves. How can you tell that? They gotta have like a blue check mark with like 60,000.
Fuck that. No, nothing.
I'm asking.
Social media.
I'm about to plug y'all in. Know that. Pay attention.
I'm saying just from not OfferUp, I can't tell through social media unless if you're posting what you're doing business-wise, mm-hmm. school-wise, whatever.
What if you got a podcast going on?
So you have initiative. You have dedication. You have discipline.
No, I'm sorry.
Yes. You're not sitting on the couch doing nothing with your lives. You get what I'm saying?
Not for us, but I'm saying.
Yeah, you're interested in something and you're clearly doing something about it. So that's great. You have initiative. That's a good thing.
Okay.
So it's just little things I'll notice in a man. It's like, okay, I would get to know him a little bit more. See, because I'm kind of liking what I'm seeing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now I gotta plug the boys.
I got a little question.
Do you have a man?
No.
Go ahead, boys. Flood the DMs.
I am very single.
Make sure you got something going for you. You got a podcast. You know what was?
Oh my God! What was that? Stop! Why are you making it? Why are you twisting my words?
Make sure you got something going for you. You know, you make sure you challenge her. You didn't tell her.
Chris,
look, send her deep quotes.
Chris, shut the hell up.
Make her think.
Shut up.
What the hell is even mean?
What?
So if a dude, if he DMs you for the first time, what's some, like, the first impression, something that he could say that just, like, gets
making
your attention?
Me laugh. So anything that's funny. But the thing is, for me, and I'm going to be honest.
Okay, if, she said.
If he is already attractive, and what usually attracts me is someone who works out, tall, technically, you know, someone who's kind of like, mixed with something like Caribbean, Hispanic, that's usually my type. I would usually reply. So if he's funny and kind of like quirky, or like he's, you know, he got my attention, I'm gonna reply to him. So I don't like the Instagrams where the DMs where it's like a whole paragraph. Guys, please stop doing that. Do not send her a whole paragraph. I just want to say, and it's like a damn essay. We're not going to read it. I'm going to tell you that. It goes downhill for me.
Chris, are you listening? Chris, are you listening?
I'm not saying 2 sentences max.
Like
25 words max. No. All I'm saying is,
Chris, you got to
be yourself. Don't send a whole last paragraph. Just be yourself. And if she likes you, she likes you. And if not, then she's not for you. Move on.
Charge it to the game.
Exactly.
Tall.
Period.
Hispanic.
Caribbean.
Oh, my bad. Caribbean.
So I just like me some. We have the same culture. Like, we can vibe. But then again, I'm not gonna say that's my only type, because I've attracted to black men. I've been attracted to white men. I've been attracted to freaking.
You don't discriminate.
Asian.
Taste the rainbow.
Like, I don't discriminate.
Taste the rainbow.
But I feel like I'm gonna end up with a certain person because it's just what I go for. But I do not discriminate. Like, I've been attracted to all types.
There you go on Tinder.
Yeah.
I'm not on Tinder. I got a message.
Nah, for real, we talked about this before. I'm the same way. Like, I do not discriminate. I have a preference.
You have a preference.
But I'm open to anything.
Right. And
I'm
me too.
I
can't not deny, because it's like, I don't know who my soulmate is. I don't know who my soulmate is.
I wouldn't be like, oh, that girl's Asian. I can't fuck with her. I'm not going to do it.
Yeah, you know?
I'm not going to discriminate.
I could never be like that. I've dated majority just Caribbean men. Well, dated a small amount, but it's all been Caribbean, whether it's Hispanic and black, Haitian, Jamaican and Hispanic, or, you know, not around the lines of there.
You said Haitian, right?
Haitian as well, yeah.
Haitian. Wait, shit. Haitian or Asian?
Haitian.
Oh, Haitian. Unattractive.
So what makes them attractive, a black girl, to you? Like, what has to make them attractive?
The looks, obviously, and then I like sarcasm. So I like a sarcastic girl because I'm gonna make fun of you.
Yeah, you are very sarcastic.
I said this in the previous episode. I'm gonna make fun of you the way you look, but a girl that's insecure, she's not gonna take that well. Girl that's confident, she's gonna like, yeah, all right, boy, I look good. Like, look at your bald ass head. Like, you look like ET. Like,
yeah.
She's gonna say something back, and I'm like, all right, like, I like it. She's got confidence.
Right.
She has a clapback.
Yeah,
I can see that working.
So would it be like
some girl talking to you like that?
I dated a girl for 3 years. I had sarcasm.
I never knew this.
No comment. I can't say her name on here, but I did.
We're gonna talk about this later.
Like, she had sarcasm. Like, should she walk in the car? We was going on a date. I'm like,
I ain't know he ever
had. Aren't you guys like best friends?
I'm like, yeah, we
find a lot of shit out.
I'm gonna be on each other on this. The girl I was dating, I can't say her name. Like, she'd walk in the car and I'd be like, what the fuck are you wearing?
That TikTok. What are you wearing?
Like, you came out looking like this. I'm like, I'm a side dude, clearly, and she'd be like, "Boy, you ugly. Like, go somewhere."
I'm sick.
She would say something like a smart ass remark back, and I like that.
Yeah, I feel like that would be good for you because you are.
I need that. You need that in a relationship. Make it juicy.
Oh, absolutely. That's fun. Like, you can't be some sensitive ass bitch. Like, oh my god, you hurt my feeling. No, go back.
You're so sensitive.
Oh my god. Fuck you.
Yeah. If you're not confident in yourself,
you gotta be confident. Confidence is the most attractive thing. Also, speaking on that, I feel like when it comes to insecure men, we're all insecure. We all have a little insecurity. That's just being a human being.
Even Chris. He's sweating up, but
I got a question for you. Go ahead.
Men who tend to be so insecure to the point where they're constantly questioning you, what you're doing, who you're with, why can't you do this with me? Negative.
Ooh.
Negative. It is such a turn off.
Lucas takes it
to the point where I could be dating you or whatever and you start showing insecurities, I will literally stop. And we won't talk anymore.
I'm not kidding.
That's the
biggest
turn
off for me. Like, know yourself, be confident in yourself, even if you don't think you're all big bad, kind of like make yourself
talk your
shit. You know what I mean? Like, for real though, that's what's gonna make people draw to you. Like, being people are gonna want to be around you. You're fun, you're confident, you're outgoing, etc., etc.
I got a good point to add to that.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
A really good point to add to that. You have anything to add to that?
No, go ahead.
So, how do I explain this? Like, a girl, if she cheated on me, an insecure dude would be like, oh my god, what did I do wrong? I count that as a blessing in disguise.
It is, absolutely. Like, you know, I said that the other day. It is a blessing in disguise because that person wasn't for you.
Like, that's what I don't sit there and be like, oh my god, what did I do wrong? Like, no.
You might have that thought, though.
I didn't fuck up. Like, bye, thank you.
It's normal to have that thought.
You told me that you're not
loyal. But not to dwell on it.
That's what I'm saying.
It is normal to think, damn, you know, did I do wrong? You know, but like, don't dwell on it. Don't think about that for months. Like, be like, move on. Clearly, that person wasn't for you.
If that person cheated on you, why would you feel any guilt that you did wrong? They did wrong.
I mean, I've never been cheated on, not that I know of.
I
only had one boyfriend. I was like in high school, but no, I've never been cheated on, so I can't really speak on that. I don't have any experience on that, but I feel like I wouldn't dwell on feeling guilty. Fuck no. That's your choice. If you love me, you're not going to cheat on me. That's how I feel. That's my opinion.
Okay. I feel the same way.
If you truly love me, you are in love with me, you're not going to cheat on me. For me, I could never cheat. I'm too freaking loyal. And if I feel like I'm slowly losing love or losing feelings or just not the same anymore, I'll break up with you before I'll do anything.
Hey, that's just cancer. That's some cancer.
It's just wrong to just hurt someone like that. But I would never feel guilty if someone cheats on me and be like, what did I do wrong? And start dwelling and thinking of
So you're a ride or die?
Absolutely.
So what
my stepdad would always tell me that I'm a ride or die.
So you would date a drug dealer?
No. Not a ride or die in stupidity. Nah, it's more like, I mean, y'all do what you want. I'm not, it's just my opinion.
I'm gonna wait for you to get out of jail, baby.
I'm not gonna date a child.
Nine more years in jail, baby.
If you're selling shit on the side, do you?
What if he takes you to like
not a real hardcore drug dealer? No, that's not my.
What if he takes you to the Caribbean? He got money like that. He take you on trips.
Okay, let me talk about the whole trips and shit, and we're taking flights, not catching flights, not feelings. What?
Here we go.
Trips are fun. It's great, but it's just like, do you want to date someone who's drug dealer, like all that mess of a life just for trips and stuff?
You could be a boss and do it yourself.
Literally, you could be a boss and do it yourself, be independent, but to each his own. I'm not trying to judge anyone, but it's just not worth that to me. Be with someone who you want to be with, you know. That's just not worth it for me. I'm just saying.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
What's your dream vacation?
Bora Bora.
So what if he take you to Bora Bora?
Bora, motherfucking Bora, bitch. That's my honeymoon.
Hold on. What if he take you to
Jamaica?
Bora Bora or some drug money?
I'm not dating a drug dealer. I already said that.
No, I'm saying like, what if he's trying to get you?
He's trying to get me and you can't get me.
What if he take you to Bora Bora and it's off of some drug money?
That I don't know of?
Yeah.
If it's drug money that I don't know of, let's reverse back, okay?
Here we go. I'm like, got it, man.
No, no, no. Because I would eventually, if I absolutely have no idea that he's selling drugs, then I'm not a great girlfriend because I'm not observant. Y'all niggas aren't even listening.
That's we're listening. Right.
We are.
I'm saying if I don't notice that he is a drug dealer or selling drugs, that means I'm not observant and I'm not a good girlfriend. And I am. I would be a great girlfriend and very observant. So I would. That would not be. I would not experience that.
Okay.
Okay. So that answer does not. I can't answer that.
Chris trying to get you.
Or that question, rather.
He's trying to get him.
I don't know.
Why is that your dream vacation, though?
I've always loved Bora Bora.
Why?
It's so freaking gorgeous. I mean, also, anywhere in the Caribbean, like St. Thomas, those beautiful beaches and the sands. I've been to Trinidad and Jamaica and like fell in love with it. So just like the blue waters, oh, like that's a dream. But for some reason with Bora Bora, just how they have the cabanas like in the water, so gorgeous. And you just open the doors and, you know, you see the view of the ocean. You just jump in the water. Like, that's a dream.
Shit, I need to go
like,
to.
Like, with the love of your life. I've like, oh, that's so beautiful.
I like
beautiful.
To travel, so.
I love to travel.
That's my favorite thing to do.
Yeah, with like the love of your life, like, you'll have your fine-ass wife, a girlfriend, and you're in Bora Bora.
In due time, I'm getting pregnant
so that weekend.
What are your sugar daddies took you there, or you just went there on your own?
I have no sugar daddies. Okay. So let's reverse back, Chris.
So you just went there on your own.
I've never been to Bora Bora, no.
No, Trinidad.
Oh, no, I went with my dad. My dad is from Trinidad.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I went with family for like a week or two. Like,
oh, she wholesome. She wholesome.
Very wholesome. Thank you.
Okay. So
she says.
I do say thank
you. I've only had one boyfriend.
I have. Thank you. I've only had one.
We're not going to put you on the spot.
We're not fucking strangle his ass.
We're not going to put you on the
spot. Yes, you.
Why?
Because you're
no, go ahead. No,
bro. Everyone cuts more than anybody on this episode.
Really, me?
Chris.
Yes. See,
remember before
we started? Because y'all be interviewing. Let me know.
No. Remember before we started? He said he's the bad guy.
Fucking
he gonna try
what?
To get you.
Fucking what?
He gonna try to get
go
you.
Ahead.
If
go
I'm
ahead.
Saying I've only had one boyfriend, and let's be honest, high school.
Uh-huh.
Is that really a boyfriend? Yeah. I mean, I wasn't. I think I was in love, but that's another topic.
I mean, everyone.
So,
but I only had one boyfriend. I've never had a relationship outside of that.
How long you been out of high school?
Since 2017. Graduated in 2017.
So you haven't had no man, no main man.
Obviously, had relations. I've had a relationship.
You know,
with
here it comes. You already know what hour we're at.
Let me say
here
something.
It comes. Here it comes. Go ahead.
I've had relationships.
So you had a man?
No, we were not together. I did not want
what
to
the
be
hell is
with
a relationship?
Him.
Define that.
I could have a relationship with you, with Kaz, and with you. We've had a friendship.
That's a friendship, not a relationship.
I can have there relations with there someone.
Talk to her.
I can have talk relations. We have formed a relationship. Okay?
Define that.
No, let me know. You look it up. Relationship does not. Chris, listen.
Go ahead.
Listen. Okay, if you know the definition, define it right now. Give me the dictionary definition.
There is a huge difference.
Give me the dictionary definition.
Go ahead.
The relationship doesn't mean automatically it has to be a sexual relationship, because then you add the sexual in front of the word relationship. Me and you have developed a relationship over 3 years of knowing each other, correct?
Friendship?
Relationship. We can say we have the
friendship or relationship. Friendship.
Look up the word relationship. Educate yourself.
When I hear relationship, I feel like you don't.
Because
something.
That's what
exactly.
No, because thank that's you. What you kind of like put the word with. You tend to put it toward sexual, like sex or
okay.
You know,
if you're
more,
being if you're being technical, the term.
Look up the word.
So let me ask you a question. What's the difference between a relationship and a friendship?
There is. Friendship is friendship puts.
I'm asking you, what's the difference?
Friendship puts one category. We're friends. A relationship, you can develop a relationship when you network with someone. You're getting to know someone. Look up the word relationship. When I'm networking and trying to figure out, like, if I need someone to work with, we're gonna develop a relationship. So they know me, I know them. We're gonna build a strong relationship, a strong foundation. We know each other well. It doesn't automatically mean that we're doing sexual things.
Why is that not a friendship though? When you
network
with someone,
we're friends.
Yeah, we're friends.
No, you can use the word relationship in a different context. It doesn't automatically mean that.
So let me ask you a question, right? If you were collaborating with someone, would you be like, that's a relationship? Or be like, yo, like, what is that? No, this is a friendship.
We don't need to be friends either. Friends, we use the word way too damn lightly. So
okay.
I could form a relationship with you. Are we friends? I don't want to force saying we're friends. We could be business partners. People in business, people use the word relationship a lot. We have formed relations with each other. Getting to know someone. I know you well enough.
The technical part of it is...
That's a technical part, yeah. Period.
Okay. Period.
I can't think of the name right now, but I know there's a name for it, for a business partner. But go ahead.
Partnership?
No, I'm trying to, I can't remember it right now.
It's not partner?
Partner.
Do you have any more to say?
It was fun.
Get anything, y'all are funny. Get anything you need to get off your chest.
Oh, good.
You clearly saw I got on her nerves.
Oh, you did. What? I hate that he actually got under my nerves because you weren't even saying. First of all, nah, because you said, do I need to say something? So let me say what I need to say. You ain't got the answers. I got it.
Here we go.
Let's clarification, I do not have 80 niggas or
this
or,
is what I like to see. Go
or,
ahead.
Or DMing 80 men. That's huge lie.
She lying.
I wish I had a hat on my head right now. Cap. That's what
first of all, when has my phone gone off? Let's say that in the whole who texted me?
Chris,
one of my girlfriends.
It looks like it's done.
I see hella hearts.
Okay.
Do not Isabella? Disturb.
All right. I see do not disturb.
So let's start from there. You got niggas from Tinder or bitches from Tinder, rather. You got your own shit going on. No one is
waiting for their shit at the same
time. Wait. Nor am I, let me finish. Nor am I not, sorry. Nor am I not going on dates just for free food. I could take care of myself. Thank you. Y'all could say cap, however, y'all could do whatever the fuck. You can say whatever the fuck you want to say. Three. Don't have a man nor a side man. I gotta have a man in order to have a side, and that's all I have to say.
Refresh that memory to slide in your DMs. They gotta be tall, Puerto Rican.
You don't have no and no. Tall. You don't need to be tall. I've dated someone literally my height, so no. You don't need to be.
I mean, you
were
decent height.
I have
they're gonna be a midget, but
look,
okay.
5'7".
I'm 5'7" and 3/4. Don't forget the 3/4.
You sure as hell.
5'7".
I am not short as hell.
I think the average woman height is my
age. Boy, you need to read more. No, it's not.
I think it's like 5'5".
It's 5'5", or like 5'4".
It's like 5'5".
All I'm saying is, no, that's not true at all. I have a preference, usually. I tend to be attracted to light skin, curly hair, or just someone, light eyes. Like, that's just my preference. That's what usually just draws my attention. Someone who's very fit. I love a man in the gym. I love to work out, so you gotta be in the gym with me. That's a necessity. I cannot have a couch potato. I'm so sorry. I love you all, though, but I just cannot do that.
It is 5'4".
All right. Thank you.
You 3 inches above.
You thought it was 5'8". That's tall as hell.
For real.
For an average.
That's like a model.
I'm sorry, my mother's like 5'6". I thought she was average age.
It's okay.
I'm still short though.
My mom's 5'1".
I'm happy to be called short. I thought I was a freaking giraffe in my life.
You're
good. You got a long neck, but go ahead.
I do have a long neck, but you know, I'm kidding.
Hey,
it's okay, I can take the criticism. I know my neck is long.
She's confident in herself. Okay, go ahead.
We gonna end it here.
Take sarcasm.
We gonna end it here before it gets too crazy.
Well,
oh,
I didn't even notice that until you mentioned
Chris. First of all, sir, we can talk about your
you're drawing the eyebrows. We're
gonna get into it.
Dom, I have to say thank you so much for this.
Of course.
I know you're a little skeptical about
forward, I guarantee you.
You're a little skeptical about coming on at first, but we had a good time. It was fun.
It was a lot of fun. Thank you for having me.
Chris, thank you once again. You know I gotta come for you on the bullshit every time.
This nigga's really taking a picture of my damn forehead.
Chris,
five-finger discount.
To be honest,
this man's taking a picture.
Five-finger discount. Here we go. Oh, my gosh. Wait, now look at mine. Can you tell the difference?
Wait, look. Let me see.
Jeez.
Chris.
Flip hey, me. Go like.
Put the headphone back.
Follow, subscribe, back. Rate, review, all the above. This is Hands on Live.